The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome. Welcome to another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. And our regular listeners know I'm a chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, one of the greatest cities in the world. And today it's a nice, cold, frigid 32 degrees and cloudy in Michigan, our typical Michigan weather at this time of year. No snow on the ground, nor is any predicted. That's a little unusual. But still, a nice place to live because it's full of beautiful people. And on our show, Speaking of Health, which is exactly what we do each week, we talk about using the health balance to keep us healthy. That is rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity, chiropractic care. Those elements help keep us healthy, and we recognize that we as human beings are multidimensional. That is, we are a physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual being, and all those levels of health are required to be in balance if we're going to be as healthy as we can be, as healthy as we should be. I don't believe any of us have been brought onto the planet to be sick and to suffer, to be miserable or make others miserable, but instead we come to the planet to express our soul in perfect perfection, to be the best we can become, to emphasize who we are and bring our blessings to the rest of the world. And if we're healthy, we have an opportunity to do that. And if we are unhealthy, then our expression is limited. And today, we have a person who can help your expression become unlimited. Her name is Dr. Nadia Malik. She is a diplomat in clinical nutrition. She is an expert extraordinaire on the thyroid. And we're going to be talking about some videos that you can go download for free from her website and thethyroidcode.com. And this is just a special person that knows everything you need to know about your thyroid and how you can learn about it to help you help yourself become a healthier person. Nadia, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? You can hear that it's definitely freezing up where you are, not where I am.
Well, yeah, but you're in Florida.
Yes, I'm in Florida.
I mean, you have warm weather, sun, all that weather, all the time. It must get disgusting. You have so much sun. I bet there are days when you're just sick and tired of seeing it.
Yeah, I know. You know what? We just make the best of it. What can I say?
Yeah. You know, in Michigan, we have 88 sunny days a year, approximately. So we relish every single one of those we have.
I'm sure. But you know what? I've been to Michigan, and it's absolutely beautiful up there.
It is. Thank you. And I've been to Florida, and I like Florida, too. It's a nice place to visit. Tell us now, how did you get interested in the thyroid?
Well,
I mean, you do lots of things. You're an excellent chiropractor. You're a certified neuroemotional practitioner, which makes you one of the few really special chiropractors in my profession from the way I look at things, because you have an opportunity to work with consciousness and not just the physical body alone. But what drew you to become such a thyroid expert?
Thyroid expert. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I love working with helping patients heal. And what I noticed was that so many times these patients would come in and they were just suffering. They had all of these really massive symptoms where they couldn't even function. They would be exhausted. They couldn't get about their days. And so being a diplomate in clinical, I'm being board certified in clinical nutrition, of course, we want to know, what are you eating? How are you living? What are your lifestyle kind of habits? And very, very often, I found that just kind of taking care of them structurally was not enough. I needed to look beyond that. And amazingly, every time we wound up running blood work on these patients, I'd be seeing thyroid issues, thyroid issues, thyroid issues. I mean, the probably I'd say, I don't know, a large portion of the female population has some form of thyroid dysfunction. Thyroid is huge. It is one of the biggest problems out there, and about 90% of the patients with thyroid hypothyroidism actually have an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's. So the more I saw, the more I realized I needed to really start working with thyroid. And so, of course, I started looking much more extensively at thyroid. In other words, I started doing some massive, really comprehensive testing of thyroid, because more often than not, I would get just a single test. When somebody would bring me in their blood work that they would have had done somewhere else, I would just get one test, which was TSH, and that doesn't really tell us what's going on with the thyroid at all. So I started doing some really extensive thyroid testing on these patients, and Michael, it's amazing how many really, I mean, I would say that probably out of every 10 blood tests I look at least 8 have thyroid issues.
And that's really amazing. Now, and most of these are women. Now, men don't seem to be that susceptible to thyroid problems. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely true. 8 women to 1 man, typically. It's about 8 to 1.
And why is that? Has it got to do with the male hormone, testosterone, things like that, that protect the thyroid? Or
it's actually really got more to do with the complexity of the female hormonal picture. Women have a much more complicated hormone picture, sorry to say that, Michael, than men do. And so there's a lot more, you know, places where things could go wrong. Think about a fine car that has all of these really fancy computerized gadgets where there's so many more areas that something could break down. Women's bodies are like fine-tuned cars. We have so much complexity in our entire endocrine system and in our entire hormonal picture that having a glitch anywhere in that picture can impact another gland. And because the endocrine system is so intricately connected, you know, we talk about the thyroid as being a gland that's part of the endocrine system, but the thing is that the thyroid doesn't work all by itself. Its principal action is to drive metabolism. In other words, it's to drive the engine of the cells. But it doesn't work alone. It works in conjunction with the entire endocrine system. And so if there's a glitch anywhere along the way, it's going to impact thyroid metabolism.
Now, with that sophistication of function, I would imagine kind of the way we live in modern society, with all of the pollution and toxins that are there, that's one of the reasons why we have so many problems. And is it that there's so, you know, simple things like the deadly fluoride that's in most of our water, and bromine that's in Absolutely. Most of our flowers and things, those products supplant iodine and screw up the thyroid. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and you know, you're absolutely right about that. And I'm glad you brought up the iodine scenario, because it is a huge controversial issue, and you know, we know obviously iodine is super important for thyroid function. Without it, you just don't make thyroid hormones. So you need it to make thyroid hormones. So if T3 and T4, which are your principal thyroid hormones, T4 being mostly inactive, T3 being mostly active, those are made up of an amino acid called tyrosine with iodines attached to it. That's your thyroid hormone. So it's absolutely essential for proper thyroid function. However, and there's a however here, you noticed, right? The thing with iodine is it activates an enzyme called thyroid peroxidase. And thyroid peroxidase is the enzyme that pushes the thyroid to make thyroid hormone. Well, now, thyroid peroxidase is very often also the enzyme in Hashimoto's, which is the autoimmune thyroid condition. It's very often the enzyme that the immune system is going after. In other words, that we make antibodies towards. So when we're giving a patient with an autoimmune condition iodine, especially if they have antibodies to the thyroid peroxidase enzyme, from a logical perspective, you can see that we're giving you iodine, it's activating the thyroid peroxidase enzyme, which in turn, the immune system turns around and goes, uh-oh, here's a problem, let's go after it. And so we'll see elevations very often in the antibodies. So it's a fine line that you kind of have to walk when you're dealing with iodine and thyroid conditions. If someone doesn't have an autoimmune condition, yes, because you're absolutely correct. Fluorine, bromine, these what we call halides that are present in the water, in our food, in they used to condition bread with iodine years ago. Now they condition it with bromine. These things displace iodine, and that absolutely has an impact on thyroid function.
Yeah, so like with anything else, just like when we test iodine in our office, we do the old-fashioned paint the skin 2-inch square.
Yep.
What happens in 24 hours? And I mean, I've had patients where I've put it on, and at the end of the 10-minute office visit, it's gone.
It's gone, yeah.
And I'm thinking, this person needs iodine. And yet, at the same time, what you're saying is we have to make sure that we're using the iodine appropriately, or we could be creating more problems.
Precisely. And that's not to say that I haven't occasionally used a little bit of iodine with my Hashimoto's patients, but I'm very cautious. I check them constantly along the way to make sure we're not disrupting anything. Because really, in the grand scheme of things, we do want them to do better at making and secreting thyroid hormone into the system. Because if we don't have a proper balance of thyroid hormone in our bodies, then we just don't run. We gain weight, we lose hair, our metabolic engines just don't run. But we also have to remember that it's not just about the thyroid gland, but it's about thyroid metabolism. So we're not just talking about that little gland that sits in our neck, the little butterfly gland there. But we're also talking about the impact of thyroid hormone on the body, about the conversion of thyroid hormone, about the binding of thyroid hormone, about the movement of thyroid hormone through the system. So more often than not, when we look at blood work that's done for thyroid, it just measures TSH. Well, TSH is it's a pituitary hormone. It's a hormone that's made in the brain that talks to the thyroid to tell it to secrete thyroid hormone into the circulation. But it isn't really all by itself a huge indicator of thyroid problems. And this is, I think, part of the biggest reason why I really got into thyroid a lot more, is because these women were suffering, but they're being told everything is okay. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Look, your TSH is normal. Everything is cool. But it wasn't.
Yeah, and I find that interesting because a lot of times people will come in and they'll have fatigue, their hair is falling out, their fingernails are real soft. They seem to have what would point towards the thyroid, and then they say, wait, my endocrinologist says I'm just fine.
Right,
and
exactly.
What I don't understand is how the medical profession can look at this. The patient has symptoms, and they go by the blood test and say, well, there's nothing wrong. And then the patient's got to say, well, what about my symptoms? These are thyroid symptoms. And they're going, yeah, but your thyroid test is fine. Well, then what is it?
What is it? Exactly. And this now, and this is the problem.
We've got to take a break. We're going to be back. When we come back, let's delve into that a little bit, because it's sort of like saying, as far as I know, your blood says you're fine, and so therefore you're just crazy with these symptoms.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So, let's definitely talk about that.
We'll be right back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're speaking with Dr. Nadia Lamalik on All About Your Thyroid. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, Dr. Michael Cudlis here. We're back. And so we're with Dr. Nadia Malik. And Doc, what about all those crazy women out there that have all these symptoms, but their blood tests say that they, because their TSH is just normal and everything's fine, regardless of the fact that they have soft fingernails, their hair is falling out, they can hardly get out of bed every day. How can the medical profession throw away the patient because the blood test TSH is normal?
You know, I ask that question every single day, and I really have no idea. I mean, they are supposed to be helping their patients heal. I can't begin to tell you how many times somebody will walk into my office or they'll call the office to make an appointment, and they're like, you know I'm not crazy. My doctor keeps telling me that there's nothing wrong with me, but I don't feel well. I have all of these symptoms, and I know it's my thyroid, but they're telling me I'm okay. And I hear that all the time. I mean, it's actually really sad. So we've made it our mission, Maria and I, to really get the message out there to these specific, you know, not specifically women, because men do. I do have men that have autoimmune thyroid disease, I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more
mm-hmm.
prevalent in women. Maria and I have made it our mission to really get the message out there and just let these, you know, these folks know, hey, you are not crazy. There is a problem. You're just not getting properly tested. Here are the things you need to do. Here are the comprehensive tests that you need to be able to really assess your thyroid metabolism. Because like I said earlier, it's not just about that little gland that sits in your neck. It's, are you converting, you know, T4, which is the mostly inactive thyroid hormone, to T3 properly? Are you unbinding it? You know, is it coming off the bus that transports it around your system properly? Are you over-converting into an inactive form of T3, which is called reverse T3, which is irreversibly inactive, meaning that it can never be reconverted back into the active form of T3? You know, is there something off in your metabolism, or is your immune system just pitching a fit and deciding to go after your thyroid? And it doesn't, by the way, do that for no reason at all.
So these people that, is it just that there is a general lack of advanced understanding, do you think, in the medical profession? They really don't know what to do beyond 3 or 4 basic tests?
Well, truthfully, I think they know of the tests, but I honestly think that their only alternative is to prescribe a thyroid hormone. They don't really, and I've heard patients tell me that,
okay.
Oh, yeah, my doctor measured the antibodies, and yeah, he said I have elevated antibodies, but he said not to worry about it. It'll go down when I go on the thyroid hormone.
Okay, so in other words, I don't have any treatment for you, so therefore you're
right.
Healthy.
Yeah, that's so true, yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
sad.
You know, Maria and I have been really conscious of that because we both do that kind of work with our patients, and we just felt that the word needed to get out there. We have to really let people know that this is something that that is absolutely impacting their health. And, you know, the interesting thing is, and something that's very little known about thyroid patients, so that's not really addressed, is the huge emotional component associated with thyroid disease.
Yeah. It's sad, but this is just another reason why medical treatment's the number one cause of preventable death in this country.
Right.
Certain things just are not addressed that should be addressed.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's like, because I don't have a treatment, the 800-pound gorilla that's sitting over on my couch, I'm just going to ignore him because I don't have a treatment to make him leave.
Yeah.
And that's sad. That's really sad. Now, you have a wonderful partner on your videos.
And she's right here with me.
Who is she?
Maria Delgado, an acupuncturist, my colleague, my friend, my little sister. She and I are so similar, and we just decided to get together one day and just do this. And I've got her right here with me. Hey, Dr. Michael, how are you?
Ah, Maria, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
You were spectacular in the videos. And
oh,
I want
so
to talk
much.
Just a little
it.
Bit about them. You were wonderful.
Thank you so much. So like Dr. Nader is saying, you know, this is a true mission for us because we just get this to women, and particularly women, because this is what's more predominant when it comes to thyroid health, that it's women affected by this condition. So it's we have this mission to help these women because they're not getting help out there. They're being put on the medication, usually Synthroid or Armathyroid or whatever other form of either bioidentical hormone or Synthroid itself. But it gets to a point that they start believing that that is how their entire life is supposed to be. They're either convinced that they've covered all the bases of their condition and there's nothing else they can do, or they just feel that they just don't have any hope whatsoever. So it's kind of like the condition itself brings a lot of radicalness to a personality. So you either become a victim to the disease and you get kind of in the hole, you know, and you're dug in there for, you know, very deep, or you say, or you become on the other side of the equation where it's like, I've done it all. I have all these, you know, people I'm on board. I go to a psychiatrist, I go to a psychologist, I exercise, I eat well, and I still have to be on this medication. Oh, well, that's my life. And what we're saying is, no, that's not your life. No, you can get out of that. You just need the right information, the right implementation, the right how to get out of that life. Because that is absurd to think that you were born, I believe in God, and, you know, I said God created this amazing body, and he created for you to be on medication. I don't think so. We have the best doctor, the best psychologist, the best psychiatrist, the best everything, and it's in our bodies. Let's utilize it because we have the ability to heal ourselves if we just give it exactly what it needs. So the idea behind just compromising to, well, this is how my life is going to be, to Dr. Nader and I, it's absurd. Mm-hmm. We do not believe in that. And we do know that there is an avenue for women who are interested, and this is the key thing, who are really interested in resolving this condition the right way. There is a solution.
And it's all about choices, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah, it's very interesting that we have all these sophisticated tests to actually tell us what's wrong. And I know on the video, which I want to mention, I keep talking about the videos and I don't say anything to our listeners, but we're going to cover that in a minute.
Yes,
but
we will.
You actually point up your blood results and how they were off, but the right test was done to show where the problem truly was, and then the correct treatment was provided, and then you got better.
Absolutely. As the saying says, it takes one to know one.
Yeah.
I'm it. Dr. Nadi has her own personal story as well. But, yeah, in those videos I shared with full transparency what happened to me, how I came to being finding out that I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, I went through the whole endocrinologist visit, how the endocrinologist said, well, you know, it is what it is, and you're going to be put on Synthroid, how I suggested that I would do it a different way and to allow me to do that, how all the blood testings just went the other way around in a more positive way without using medication, by the way. I am a testimonial of somebody who did it the right way since the beginning and was able to turn it around without the use of medication. And I've never taken medication ever since I was denied diagnosed, and that is the truth, you know? And when I say this story, by the way, Dr. Michael, a lot of people and a lot of patients, my personal patients and patients we have come across with, they usually say, oh, but is that my case? It's just a lot more difficult. It's just different than yours. So, you know, you were able to get better, but I just can't because my case is just more complicated. That's wrong. There's no such thing. You have to, with the right approach, anybody can get better because we have the innate ability to do that.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that patients fall into the, I guess I got to learn to live with it, because I can't be treated, or I can't get better with medical treatment, so therefore it must be all me that's wrong. When, in effect, what the doctor should be saying to them is, I'm not quite sure what's wrong because I don't have enough training, and we don't have any treatment really except this limited hormonal drug dealing from the dope dealers to treat you with, which isn't going to work.
Right.
That would be the truth in the packaging here. But instead we hear, give it back to the patient, blame them, and let's move on to somebody else.
And that, unfortunately, is where most of these patients wind up falling through the cracks. And they go about their life day in, day out, wondering what's wrong with them because nobody's able to pinpoint what their issues are.
Well, or they may even be able to pinpoint them, but they got no way to treat them.
Well, that as well, definitely.
Now, we've got to take a break again. When okay. we come back, I want to talk about these mythic videos we keep referring to, okay. and I want you to tell us all about them. I want you to tell us where people can go to watch them. I've seen them. They are truly amazing. I learned a lot out of watching them, and I'm sure that it will be a godsend for our listeners to see there's somebody that really understands what's going on with them, and that these people, that they're just not crazy because their medics don't know what to do with them. This is Dr. Michael Cudless. We'll be right back. This is Speaking of Health, and we are speaking with Maria Delgado and the fabulous Dr. Nadia Malik. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudless. To reach Dr. Cudless or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlessspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudless here. We are speaking with a chiropractor, Dr. Nadia Malik, and with an acupuncturist, Maria Delgado. They are experts in thyroid analysis, diagnosis, and treatment. They have made a series of videos at www.thethyroidcode.com that are just truly, truly extraordinarily informative, expertly made, easy to understand, that'll give you a ton and a half of information. And give us a little bit more information if I've left anything out there, Nadia. What about those videos?
Well, we put those videos together in a way to really be able to address all of the different issues that most thyroid sufferers have. For example, in the first video, we talk about what the thyroid is. We talk about the comprehensive testing that needs to be done in order to really be able to assess thyroid function. Because like I said earlier, most of the tests that we see are TSH, but you really need to look at the thyroid hormones, you need to look at the free fraction, at the total fraction, you need to look at the reverse T3, which I talked about earlier, which is that fraction that's completely inactive, but yet it actually binds to thyroid receptors. So we really kind of wanted everyone to know, well, look, if you think you have thyroid issues, if you have thyroid symptoms, here are the tests that you really need to look at. And then in our second video, we talk about the different patterns. So we go over six different categories that we've put together, and under these categories there are various different patterns. And these categories include things like brain function of brain chemicals. It includes things like hormonal imbalances, like nutritional deficiencies, etc. And so we went through all six categories, and then we picked one particular pattern under each category. In other words, the most common pattern that we see under that category. And we described that in detail. And we talked about what they would see on their blood work. We talked about what these are, what they do. For example, one that we talked about that's common is cortisol issues affecting thyroid metabolism. And that was something that I had to deal with when I had to deal with my own thyroid problems, was my cortisol was off the chart, and it was affecting my ability to convert thyroid hormone. I was converting T4 into reverse T3 instead of into T3. So we talk about that as well, and we show the different test results and what their tests should look like. And then in the third video, we go over some lifestyle changes. We talk about our program as well, because we put together this program that's just amazing. We literally have 10 modules where we describe everything about it's everything, literally everything thyroid. The first one, we talk about where the thyroid is, what it does, what hypothyroid symptoms are. And then we have module two, we have 10 modules. We talk about the comprehensive testing. We talk about functional testing in one of the modules, which a lot of people don't know about, and that's how to test for things that aren't tested in your traditional laboratories. For example, antibodies. Very often, if someone has antibodies to their thyroid, they're going to have antibodies to something else. So there's a test that's run through a particular laboratory out of Arizona that we can test a whole bunch of different antibodies, and that's a predictive test. It tells us if they're going to have issues down the road with certain other parts of their bodies where they could develop things like maybe multiple sclerosis or where maybe they have a tendency to miscarriages. This is something Maria absolutely did on herself that helped her find out a lot of information about her whole system. She was also had one of the antibodies that predisposes her to miscarriages. And, of course, if you're going to start a family, you need to know these things.
So there is just a whole bunch more to the thyroid than most of the public is led to believe.
Absolutely.
And you cover a ton of that just in the three basic videos. Now, what's the website for that?
The website for that is thethyroidcode.com. T-H-E-thyroidcode.com.
Okay, that's real important, listeners. Go to that place and figure it out and watch these things. Now, I've got one other question. When you're talking about all this, and if it's out of line, stupid, or doesn't belong, be sure to tell me. But where is Wilson's disease in all this? Or Wilson's syndrome?
Are we talking about the inability to metabolize copper?
I'm not sure. I mean, every time, you know, you go ahead by taking temperature and stuff, and people will come up with Wilson's syndrome. And most of the medical profession goes crazy because they say that you can't just use body temperature to figure out thyroid problems.
Oh, well, body temperature is one of the things that helps. It's an assessment, okay? But it's not the only thing. It's definitely an assessment. But the Wilson's disease I'm thinking of is about the inability to process copper in the system. And that's where copper can actually damage the liver. It can damage the nervous system. It's sort of a copper overload. And as in anything, Wilson's disease, you know, iron overload, any of these things can absolutely impact thyroid function because, you know, the thyroid is your temperature regulator. The hypothalamus in your brain, that's your thermostat. But the thyroid is your temperature regulator. So the brain basically uses the thyroid to regulate temperature. And so typically we'll see sometimes problems with slow metabolism, lowering temperature. It can sometimes be mistaken
for, I mean, because Wilson's has sometimes the ability to also slow metabolism, sometimes the temperature variance can be sort of mistaken one for the other. But really, to be able to truly assess thyroid function, you have to look at the blood work. You have to be able to look at everything. Blood,
okay.
Symptoms, temperature.
Okay. You know, now, the thing is, what do you do to treat these things?
Oh,
you're a chiropractor, and probably thank God you're not allowed to give Synthroid, because it would be useless. But what is it that you do to help people?
There's a lot.
Based on their problems.
First of all, we first have to have them assess their code, their thyroid code, because like I said, there are 22 different codes that we go over in our thyroid code program, possible codes for thyroid dysfunction. And we have to remember that they're going to have a main code, like a principal code, say something like autoimmunity, and then they're going to have secondary codes that come below it, especially with autoimmunity. So say their primary code is Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition. Well, Hashimoto's thyroiditis can be associated with infections, toxicity. It can be associated with other endocrine problems. Believe it or not, pregnancy is a huge risk factor for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And so these things all have to be addressed. In other words, they'll have that primary pattern of Hashimoto's, and then underneath that, they'll have maybe 6, maybe 7, maybe 8, maybe 9 different patterns that are associated with that Hashimoto's. So we approach it with lifestyle changes. We tell them what they need to do to start from. They have to do the work from a health perspective and from a work perspective. Here's what we need you to start doing. I'm very big on dietary or eating plan changes. That's to me, I let my patients know, look, there's the basis of good health is we've got to start you on a diet that's going to promote that good health. And so that's a big thing. And then we use nutritional supplementation to help them achieve their goals. I'm going to let Maria tell you about her story with the Hashimoto's.
Basically, Dr. Michael, the most basic and just for your listeners to understand is that every person has their own particular code that is affecting their thyroid function. 90% of the patients diagnosed in America are due to autoimmunity. But what is that code that led them to their autoimmunity is the question. And in order for them to regain the quality of their life, in order for them to heal their bodies, they need to go and figure out that code and focus on that code and master it. And that is the only way somebody will be able to perhaps let go of medication, start feeling better and doing the things. The question is, though, what is their code? They're always going to be a feeling association with some digestive stuff, some adrenal stuff, some sleep stuff, some this. If you get caught up with this whole diversity of what the condition brings, then you're lost because you are aiming at different places without an emphasis, without a focus. And in order for these patients to keep a sustained level of health, they need to go and find that code. Just like you have a key to go open the door of your house, I have a different key to open the door to my house. And if we lose that key, we cannot go in our house. So every single patient that has thyroid conditions, and per se, we're talking thyroid this way, but any condition, they have a specific code. The question is, what is the code? So through this program, which is called Cracking Your Thyroid Code, that's what Dr. Nadia Malik and I have done. We have gathered and we've gone through all the potentials of codes that exist so that they can go and figure it out by themselves through our guidance, which is 30 years plus of clinical practice combined, which is a learning curve that you are not going to get in too many cases. So we're saving them time, we're saving them money, so they can go and figure this out. And they can do it at the comfort of their house, you know, at their own pace, which is the most important thing. Because when it comes to thyroid, patients are either very sick and they do things slower, or they're just ready to go and do it at their pace, you know, in order for them to. But the reality is that what is that code?
Okay, that's great. We've got to take a break. When we come back, let's delve into this a little bit more. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis on Speaking of Health with Dr. Nadia Malik and Maria Delgado, thyroid experts extraordinaire. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, and we have a fascinating show today all about the thyroid, thyroid health, and how you can be your own information source here, where you can get the information to figure out for yourself how to take care of your thyroid, and at least, if nothing else, get a lot of information to find out what's next and how do I care for myself. And as Dr. Malik and our acupuncturist Delgado has said, most of the American problems are autoimmune. And if you look at that, and this is just my personal opinion, but I think it's because of all the vaccinations people have, it screws up the body's immune system. They're vaccinated as children, and it messes them up for the rest of their life and creates a make-work situation by the medical profession to make sure they always have sick people to work with. And that's just my personal opinion. I think it's immoral, unethical, and largely illegal, or largely legal, I should say. But the dope dealers run the show, and the medical profession follows what they say. Now, so much. I'm getting off my soapbox. And so, Nadia, give us some more information on what people can do, especially those that have been the medical route. It's been totally useless for them. How do they find, if they live in Snake Navel, Idaho, how do they find how can they get healthier or finally get somebody that can help them with their thyroid?
Well, like you said, if they live in, what was that, Snakeville, Idaho?
Snake Navel, Idaho.
They
You know, that's why we did this, Michael. That's why we put this program together, for that reason entirely. In that program, we have outlined, it's really a self-help program that's easy to understand, and it's really easy to implement. And the reason for that is because we've taken all of that information that's not to say that the information isn't already out there. I mean, just go online and put, you know, in your search engine, thyroid, and you'll get thousands and thousands and thousands of websites. But trying to put that information together is completely and totally mind-boggling. So we took that information and we put it together in a step-by-step, three-step program, basically, that tells them, look, here's what you have to do first. Then this is what you have to do next. Then this is what you have to do next to help you get yourself out of this cage of feeling sick, of having symptoms, of being unhappy, of being unhealthy. You know, if you live in an area where you don't have somebody that knows what they're doing, or somebody that does, say, foundational or functional medicine, that's okay. You can do this yourself, and you can help yourself get out of this. You just have to figure out what your code is, and that's why we call it cracking your thyroid code, because every thyroid case is different. We see them day in, day out. They walk in, they have thyroid symptoms, they're sick, they don't feel well, but the reason why they have those symptoms from person to person can be completely different. And so this cookie-cutter approach to dealing with thyroid problems, where you're like, oh, yeah, okay, you have a thyroid issue, here, let me give you some Synthroid, here, let me give you some Armour Thyroid, doesn't cut it for most of these women. There's only one real pattern that might respond well to something like that. But there's 21 that don't. And these women get this medication, and they just sit there, and they're like, oh, you know what, I feel better. But then a month later, they're calling their doctor again, I don't feel so good. And the doctor's starting to play now with their dosage. Well, we're going to go up a little bit and see how you do. Then, oops, no, that's too much now. We're going to go down. And so they're playing this dosage game, trying to get themselves better, when in fact the medicine isn't really for them at all. That's why we put this program together. We did this so that they could have a blueprint, something they could look at and go, aha, even if they choose to take that to their provider and say, look, I want you to do this for me, and just say, I want all these tests, I want this ultrasound, I want this scan, I want this whatever, they have something in their hand where they're like, ah, now I get it, you know,
now I know. The important thing with that, too, is if they go to their provider and he goes, I'm the doctor here, I'm not doing that. Then it's real important for that patient to say, okay, doc, I understand you have an ego problem, and so you're fired, because I'm going to find somebody who will help me because you have not. And I think that's real important. They have to take control of their health, and they have to recognize that the doctor is someone to help them. He's not the god to go to the altar and worship. And get rid of these guys that won't do what they're supposed to do, and find somebody that will.
And you know, that's so true. I actually had a patient do that. She went in to her medical doctor's office, and she was like, this is what I want you to do. And he said, well, I'm the doctor. And she said, you're fired, and walked out. It was hysterical. I said, good girl, you know. But that's why we did this program. And it doesn't matter where in the world you are. It doesn't matter if you're in India, if you're in England. And it's funny because, interestingly enough, we get a ton of viewers to our video from all around the world. In fact, we have a patient that I'll be working with in about a month or so. I'm just having her get all of her tests put together, who lives in Australia. But we're going to work remotely. We're going to do it over Skype, because it's basically a question of just guiding her through interpreting her tests and telling her where she needs to go and what she needs to do. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is fabulous. And the reason I'm kind of cutting short here is we've got 2 minutes left to go. It's almost time for us to close here.
Okay.
And this is the problem with a one-hour show when you got a four-hour problem. We run short of time. and you have got such wonderful information. I'm going to have to ask you to come back. And we want to review this. We want to go over this in greater detail, simply because this is a very serious problem in our country.
It is.
And it's a problem that goes unanswered. Millions of dollars are wasted by our American populace on stupid treatments that don't work because people are, the medical profession just has no answers. So I want to thank you both for being on the show, and we'll be back with some more information so that we can arrange for another show. This is real important. Nadia and Maria, I want to thank you for being on our show. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this is Dr. Michael Cudlis, and we're going to close our show as we always do with the 9 magic words, and then we've got to cut right away. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.